Our next public hearing is ordinance amendment, chapter 99, preliminary subdivision plat.
This is an ordinance to amend chapter 99, section 99-9B of the Code of Sussex County relating to the time period of validity of a preliminary subdivision plat.
Mr. Lank, I can take this one if you want.
Far away.
All right. Gentlemen, this is the one that the commission's looked at, I think, as sort of on a preliminary basis with instructions, requesting county council to have it introduced. Essentially, it's a simple thing that just says that tentative approval of a subdivision plat is 3 years instead of 1 year. The idea behind it is simply to take out all those time extensions that we see on those Wednesday special meetings, recognizing that with all the agency approvals and everything else you need to get, it's just not really happening within 1 year's time.
That's what we've been talking about for several years, and finally bit the bullet and wrote it, basically. So after all the time extensions that we've had monthly.
Right.
Would there be any time where 3 years wouldn't make it and be considered an exception?
It would be their fault.
Could it be their fault?
It'd have to be something special. I mean, I could see it with this, depending on how the wetlands issue is ultimately resolved.
If they
end up waiting 4 years for a determination, you know, but
yeah, well,
but in the vast majority of cases, I think 3 years would be plenty of time.
There's no, by putting this in, I don't think there's any provision for asking for a time extension. They would have to reapply, and it could be, you know,
could be expedited.
Could say expedited because it's just a matter of they had to wait on something special.
Right,
they have to reapply.
And it's always been up to three. I mean, so it's not
that's not changing. Yeah.
The subdivision ordinance really didn't say like the conditional use did. We just kept granting extensions.
Yeah.
And we got to the point of saying, this is your third, this is your last.
Right.
That's happened several times in this past year because of the number of extensions that we received.
Would there be something that says you're done?
It pretty much says it.
It's what it says.
We don't vote them off.
They're just done. The clock. Okay. The time's a mess.
You're not voted off the island, is that what you're...
What about the calendar? Yeah, we don't vote it off. We don't vote it off the island.
It basically says it shall be deemed canceled.
Right.
There you go. All right. Well, let's see if there's
point
anyone...
Point of clarification.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If we do a conceptual approval of a subdivision, that's not the preliminary approval. So it has to come back. When we do a conceptual approval, it has to come back to us to get the preliminary approval.
When's the clock start?
Yeah, it'd be the time of preliminary.
Well, maybe when we next time we do that, maybe we should tell them we got so much time to get us a preliminary plan back.
And I just get into that. I'd talk to Shane. I'm going to come up with some standard language on that. So on that issue, that's not for this motion or this ordinance.
Okay.
Gentlemen, as you know, how this works is we have to make a recommendation one way or another to county council. So,
okay. Well,
simple as that.
See if anyone's here that wants to speak to this ordinance. Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding ordinance amendment to chapter 99, preliminary subdivision plat? Okay. There being no one, is there anyone on the commission have any other questions or comments? All right, then we'll close the public hearing. You may spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. In fact, I think the rest of you are going to spend the rest of the evening with us.